Recently, a newborn infant was found deceased in a dumpster in Albuquerque, at least the fifth such case since 2019. While local officials scramble to determine the exact details of the case, safe haven laws continue to be stalled. Babies are meant to be in their parents' loving arms, not left alone in dumpsters. And safe haven laws provide boxes at places such as hospitals and fire stations where mothers can surrender an infant and ensure it will receive care. Hi, this is Sonia Hines, and welcome to Spotlight. And today my guest is Dr. Sharon Ford, and she's the Director of Foster Care and Adoption for Focus on the Family. And she's here to talk about the importance of safe haven laws. Welcome, Dr. Ford.
Sonia, thank you for having me today.
Dr. Ford, what exactly is the safe haven law?
I'm so glad you asked. The safe haven law allows a parent to anonymously relinquish an unharmed baby to a safe haven provider, and the parent will not be prosecuted. Haven law allows, again, for that young woman or her designated person to safely surrender the baby to a baby box in some states. And that infant is placed in that box, an alarm is sound on the inside, that mother has an opportunity to walk away, and no questions are asked of her. But the person on the inside of that building knows that that infant is in that box and takes it safely to a hospital to get checked out to make sure everything is fine. For states or communities that don't have a baby box, the individual can take that child to a police station, a fire station, or a hospital and just hand that child over, and that provider needs to know that they don't have the responsibility to do the 20 questions of that young woman. Now, would it be helpful if that young woman said, this is the day the baby was born, and we don't have any major medical issues in our family, and she can just walk away? The baby is safe. That mother knows that her child is going to be cared for, and she has anonymity, and she will not be prosecuted so long as the baby has not been harmed. These laws give a desperate parent a safe alternative and save a vulnerable infant.
Now, Dr. Ford, tell us about the current crises around infant abandonment, and why is this phenomenon on the rise?
You know, unfortunately, Sonia, I think that there is an absence of information about the safe haven law. Maybe 5 years ago, there was a spike of people knowing about it, but then that information, you know, goes away. There's not ongoing public service announcements about it. Maybe high schools aren't talking about it. There's not a placard maybe in restrooms at restaurants or libraries or places where people go where they would see, if you're afraid, if you're in a desperate situation and you think you might be pregnant, please call this number, get information so that you can get help. I think that there's an absence of information, and so people do desperate things and make poor decisions when they're desperate.
Now, given the practicality and provision of a compassionate option, why are safe haven laws often blocked?
I think that, first of all, some of those safe places where the young woman can take the child, some of their employees haven't been fully informed, haven't been trained. And so hospitals, police stations, as well as fire stations need to make sure that their staff members, all the way down to the secretary, you know, in their building, needs to know that information so that when that young woman, whoever she meets that first contact, that it's okay to take the child without hassling that young woman, because she's already desperate. She's operating in fear. And so if she gets any kind of hassle, she might run away with the infant and then make another desperate decision that unfortunately harms the child.
Now, I do know that there is a safe haven law in New York State. What are some of the ways concerned citizens can advocate for safe haven laws in their state?
I think that some of the ways that concerned citizens can advocate is like having placards in places where young people are, in a park, the bathrooms of a park, because I know that there are young women who have went to the recreation center or to a park and delivered their baby by themselves, and in gas stations, in their bathrooms, having a placard there, just asking permission of that organization or that business, hey, can we place this placard in the ladies' room, in your bathroom? The more that that information is out there and available to that young woman, the more likelihood that she gets the information and can make a choice. She's already made a choice to carry the child, and now make the choice to place that child in a safe place. When we look at that Albuquerque situation, the young woman said, I didn't know until a month before she delivered that she was pregnant. She had no idea what was going on with her body. I mean, if that's really the truth, you know, that was her truth. She didn't tell her mom. She didn't tell her dad. She walked through that journey alone. No one needs to go through that journey alone. When they're desperate, they need help. And if we provide them with good information, or even a hotline for them to call, that would make all the difference in the world and save the life of that young woman and save the life of that baby as well.
If people want to learn more about this safe haven law, what kind of resources are available out there?
Boy, there are pregnancy resource centers all across the United States who would love to serve this young woman who finds herself in an unexpected pregnancy. And whatever her decision is, if she's going to choose life, if she wants to make an adoption plan, or she wants to raise a child, they will walk alongside her, respecting her, treating her with dignity, and helping her to know that she's not alone.
Well, again, my guest is Dr. Sharon Ford, the Director of Foster Care and Adoption for Focus on the Family. Dr. Ford, thanks for coming on and sharing with us about the Safe Haven Law, because I'm sure that many people aren't really aware that it exists. Thank you so much for sharing that information.
Sonia, thank you for having me today.
If you or someone you know needs more information about the Safe Haven Law, you can call the National Safe Haven Alliance, and that number is 888-510-2229. This is Sonia Hines with Spotlight. Thank you for listening.
Spotlight, a public affairs program of the Mars Hill Network. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the Mars Hill staff, management, or board of directors. Inquiries and suggestions are welcome. Email them to spotlight@marshillnetwork.org or regular mail to Spotlight in care of Mars Hill Network, 4044 Mackay's Road, that's spelled M-A-K-Y-E-S, 13215.